This fall, many Maine schools are expected to get more money from the state as part of a budget deal reached last year. One of the major funding boosts is for public preschool. Up to 40 districts could launch or expand public preschool this fall, potentially opening up spots for up to 1,300 more students statewide. Supporters say it'll help those kids be ready to start kindergarten. But as Robbie Feinberg reports, the new preschool classrooms could create a serious challenge.
Jonathan, where's your hat? It's so cold.
I left it at home. I forgot where it was.
Good thing we have extras.
The sun has risen on Chelsea Elementary School near Augusta, and preschool teacher Brittany Kamenos meets her students at the school's front door. They walk into class, then Kamenos and fellow teacher Carrie Bartunek wriggle off their mittens and boots. The kids sit down on the rug, and the learning begins.
Now, if we have six ping pong balls in here already, and I add one more,
we
are going to have seven ping pong balls. So I'm going to go ahead and turn the cover. We'll trap them right inside there.
So they don't get out.
So they don't roll away.
Advocates say research has long shown the effectiveness of these kinds of preschool programs. Sue Reed, the early childhood specialist with the Maine Department of Education, says the goal is to help at-risk students catch up to their peers.
So our hope is that by attending pre-K, we begin to see children enter kindergarten ready to learn and closer to their higher-income peers.
In 2016, about 40% of Maine's four-year-olds were in public preschools. That's above the national average, and it might be higher, but for the fact that it's long been difficult for districts in Maine to launch preschool programs. Traditionally, districts had to wait 2 years after starting a preschool program before they'd receive any money from the state for it. That forced districts to ask local taxpayers to front hundreds of thousands of dollars, which is a big obstacle for many. In 2012, the legislature passed a law directing that about $4 million per year be dedicated from casino revenues to start preschool programs. But lawmakers say that money was never allocated in any state budgets. A 2014 federal grant did help 11 districts, including Chelsea Elementary, to launch or expand their programs. And last summer, a state budget deal added more than $150 million to education. And lawmakers agreed to provide upfront payments to districts who are starting or expanding public pre-K. And the state says some 1,300 new preschool seats could open up across Maine this fall, potentially a 25% increase from 2016.
I think it's going to do a lot of great things.
Dominic DePazzi is the superintendent for the Sacco School Department, which is looking at launching four preschool classrooms this fall. He's long been a believer in the value of preschool.
If we get them early enough, then they're going to be more college and career ready down the line. So we'll feed our high school with kids that are not below the achieving gap, which is always the case.
Advocates are encouraged, too. Tara Williams is the executive director for the Maine Association for the Education of Young Children. She's excited about the growth of public preschool and thinks it could strengthen education across Maine. But she says it also could challenge an already strained teacher workforce.
We are hearing from other settings like childcare centers that they're finding it more and more difficult to staff their programs and to find highly qualified staff.
William says traditionally, early childhood teachers in private centers have been paid relatively low wages, and many don't have the credentials required to teach in a public setting. Williams hopes the state will support those teachers, too.
This is not a workforce that has a lot of extra money to be able to go back and finish their degrees, but we need to find ways to support them to do that so that they all have the opportunity.
Sue Reed with the State Department of Education acknowledges that it's hard to find early childhood educators in Maine. However, she says the increased wages in public schools should make the career more appealing. And she says new teacher certification rules proposed by the state should give districts flexibility to move teachers from higher grades down to preschool. But some early childhood advocates say teachers need specific knowledge and experience with childhood development to work with young children. And they worry some teachers may not get that knowledge under the new rules. Back at Chelsea Elementary School, teacher Brittany Kamenos says she's seen the effect of public preschool in her own district. She says other staffers have noticed how mature her former students are.
The cooks in the kitchen would say, oh my goodness, they come in knowing how to get their tray and being able to show the kindergartners that didn't come to preschool how to walk through the line and get their food at lunch. And that to them was huge.
While many officials are optimistic, districts still need to develop their budgets and get them approved by voters and school boards before their preschool classrooms can officially launch this fall. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
Education reporting on Maine Public Radio is supported by a grant from the Nellie Mae Education Foundation.